This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I hope that you were with me yesterday because I was talking about what is it that we can decide is important in life. And I said that the Bible says don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. That means the world's value system is different to what God says. I think we need to clarify what's important. In other words, can you make a list of your values? What are the things that you consider to be the most important? Write them down, and this way they're not vague, fuzzy things. If you say everything is important, then I'm afraid nothing is. We really do need to single out things that are really important. It's interesting, most of the values that you have, you didn't probably choose. You didn't choose them, you just assimilated them without thinking because you grew up in this culture. And you probably picked them up from people as you grew up, and some of them were good, some of them were not so good. Some were self-defeating, and some can actually be very hurtful. But I think that you didn't automatically sit down and choose the value, you just automatically accepted it. So we rarely think about our values until we hit the wall, as they say, or have a crisis, and then all of a sudden we say, well, what's the purpose in my life? When you're cruising through the world, everything's going fine, you don't often stop and ask the tough questions. You don't stop and say, well, where are the values that I've got leading me and what's going to be the end result of these values? And then that's okay until there is a crisis, a bankruptcy or a relationship breakdown. You might lose your job or someone very close to you dies or the promotion that you were looking for at work doesn't actually come about. And then you start asking questions. Well, what am I here for? Are my values really leading me in the right direction? But it could be a wake-up call, thinking that, well, maybe my values are off a bit. Maybe I work too much. I'm spending too much time at my job. Maybe I'm investing all my time and energy into a relationship or a job. And am I wasted my time doing these things instead of looking after my family? So sit somewhere with a pen and paper and make a list of the 10 most important values that you want to build your life on. And I think in that way, you'll certainly see the successes and the failures, and then ask the question, what are the purposes that God has given me? What is it important? What is it that God is saying to me? Success is a word that we use a lot. It's probably overused. But I think there's a good definition of success by saying it is the feeling we get when we live out our values. I think that's what success really is. It's not a destination, not just a goal. It's a journey. It's an ongoing journey. It's not an achievement. If our success is based on our achievement, someone else is going to do better than you. Once your achievement is topped, what happens to your success? And you might say, well, I'll be successful when I get so much in my bank account. Or is it when I decide what's important and I try to achieve that goal? So I think that you've got to decide what's important in life to you. Decide what matters most. And this is about perspective. And if you really want to know what matters in life, I think you've got to take a long look at this. Look at your life, for example. Look back 10 years, maybe 20 years, and ask, well, what is it that's going to last? What's going to last me another 10 years or another 20 years from now and eternity? How much of what I'm doing now is going to really matter in 20 years' time? Maybe there are things that don't matter. I should just scale down. What's going to last? Well, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:25 that pleasure is not going to last. It says the pleasures of sin last for a short time. Sin is fun. Nobody would do it if it wasn't. But the Bible says that even sin is there, but it won't last. It's only there for a short time. And the Bible says we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out. Dear Lord, we know that this is a big topic, and we want to be able to spend time asking the question, what is important really to me? So lead me, Lord, in that right answer, I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.